This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin, and I'm joined now by Lim Soon Hing, who has some news from out and about town, or rather some thoughts he'd like to share.
Yeah, I was out yesterday with a couple of friends to go see a dress rehearsal of a show that's happening that starts today, Shakespeare's Women, over at KLPAC.
Yeah, and you did do an interview with Joe
and Hannah.
Yes, both of whom, well, Joe's directing, right?
Yes, Joe's the artistic director, and there are five actors involved, all women, of course, and they are doing some 25 scenes and soliloquies combined of various Shakespeare plays. Of course, the more popular ones get to have more airtime than the less popular ones, although they are doing some from Winter's Tale, very rarely seen. So, but you have your As You Like It, Julius Caesar, of course,
Midsummer Night's Dream,
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah.
And when these are performed, are they contextualized? How does it usually work? I mean, are they just performed as they are?
A very good question, Lynn, because I went with somebody who later said to me, I didn't understand that piece or that piece because they are not familiar with the play. And so she asked, was this intended, or is this in this series of soliloquies and scenes, were they intended for people who already know the play, or are these for new audiences? So I think it's a fair question to ask what was intended.
Did you feel like it displayed the strength of Shakespeare's characters? I mean, of Shakespeare's women? If free of context, you know, if you don't really know exactly what to expect, did it still give you, okay, I understand that this character is in this place or is this type of person?
Yeah, sometimes I think lost a bit as to, okay, this is the mother of, this is from Coriolanus. I said, okay, what's happening here? I kind of had to grapple for a little while before. And yeah, of course, you have to really pay attention to the words that are spoken. On the whole, the acting was quite strong, and I quite enjoyed the acting, in particular, Dawn. Very agile, and she played Juliet in several scenes. Wonderful, very light on her feet, and also in a sense of when she's playing Juliet encountering the nurse, she was quite fun to watch. Hannah was quite good as Helena, and of course, Christina played, you say, the roles of the nurse, and she was also Volumnia in Coriolanus.
So these are plays that, not plays, these are soliloquies, these are bits that are being performed. I assume that the stage would have to be quite interesting to kind of accommodate that.
Actually, that was the thing that kind of blew me away when I walked right in. You have this huge scaffolding. First, you know, normally when you go into Penthouse 2, the stage is set in such a way that it's kind of like thrust out at you and it's on the narrow end, you know. But this one, the stage is set with the length being the stage, and on one side you have the seats, but on the other side you have this scaffolding built up to at least two stories high, with musicians sitting on top of the scaffolding on a platform. So there are six musicians, and it's when you walked in, it's just kind of wow. It has that wow factor about it. And of course, with the scaffolding, then you need to build a platform of steps. And with the lighting, I was quite taken by the set. And the other thing that I was taken by also is beyond the acting is the music.
Which we heard at the start.
Lovely, lovely music. The musicians and the music were all organized by Ewan. And he was playing a very unusual musical instrument, which looks like a cello, but even the bowing is different. The way you hold the bow, it's called a viola da gamba. So they have six musicians, one playing the keyboard, and of course, when we heard the keyboard just now, it wasn't a piano. We heard the harpsichord. So obviously, it wasn't the harpsichord up there. I'm sure it was. It was one of those electronic keyboards where you have just flip a button and you get the harpsichord sound. Music from the late 16th century, early 17th century, lovely music with composers like Holborn, Dowland, Hume, Brussels. Lovely.
And to get a sense of what it's like to watch or to listen to a performance in that space and with the scaffolding and with all that, we have a little clip for you.
Babe, I'm sorry that I'm not well. Sweet, sweet, sweet love. Tell me, what says my love?
Oh, your love says, like an honest gentleman, and a courteous and a kind, and a handsome, and a warrant, and a virtuous. Where's your mother?
Where is my mother? Why is she sleeping? Why should she be? What did that reply? Your love says, like an honest gentleman, where is your mother?
Oh, God's lady dear. Are you so hot?
Well, in this scene, the nurse has just come back from passing a message to Romeo, getting word from Romeo. And of course, she's playing kind of, you know,
playing
fishing.
Coy, yeah.
Now, I'm too tired to talk to you. Oh, where's your mother and all of that? And of course, Juliet is all too excited to want to find out, what did Romeo say? What does he want? And all of that, you know. So, and Dawn played Juliet and the nurse, Christina.
So while we're trying to set these pieces in the fuller story, what props are there? So there's a stage, there's scaffolding, but is there a lot of, I mean, is there a letter?
Nothing. No hand props at all. All they had was a very simple costume of a dark top, and everybody, I think, were all in kind of like a pants, tights or pants, and all had a kind of a shawl. Kind of big, which they use quite cleverly as ropes to tie themselves up in. Sometimes it's used as a wrap. I love the costuming for this. And somebody said, is there costuming? I mean, for me, it does not need to be kind of elaborate, but it worked very well in this context.
It sounds like it was very clever, but was it very moving?
Moving, I think because the scenes were so short, you don't quite have the time to be moved, I think.
So who is it for? Because I can imagine enjoying it very much. You know, I think that between the music, the excerpts, it sounds like something that would be up my alley. But I like Shakespeare.
To start, I think anybody who likes Shakespeare and who knows a lot about these soliloquies or the scenes already, even as part of your cultural education, I think people will like that. I think will also appeal to people who are studying Shakespeare, but I think it's a great evening just to have that kind of to be washed in this kind of culture. A lot of fun.
And did you feel that it showcased the strength of Shakespearean women? Or not just strength, but of course, you know, there are a lot of things that go into it, right? There's strength, there's vulnerability, there are all these different things that make up a Shakespearean woman.
I think the...
Was it a good
the
buffet?
Characters, the characters that we know well already, it's easier for us to kind of come to terms with them. The ones that are a bit more obscure for most of us, like, you know, Coriolanus's mother, I think it was a bit harder to get into. But on the whole, yes, I think the women are strong women, as in As You Like It, as in Midsummer Night's Dream.
As in Lady Macbeth.
Lady Macbeth. We don't want to talk about Lady Macbeth.
But so if you're unfamiliar with it, it wouldn't be too big a stretch to just go home and figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Shakespeare's Women, it opens tonight and it'll run through till Sunday at 3 p.m. And today through Saturday at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are priced at 45 ringgit and concessions at 35. You've been listening today to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.